This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Jake's in Sachse. Fan Phenom underway in 2 hours. Dining room starting to fill up. People are enjoying the most delicious burgers in the world. And something cold to drink. Chiefs going to be hosting Fan Phenom coming up at 7 o'clock. Your chance to try out to be the next fan host. And right here, he's hosting a football's finest.
That's right. I'm kind of feeling like a sound off like you got a pair kind
Bring
of vibe
it.
Tonight.
You Bring
know what I'm
it.
Saying? Bring that heat. Bring that heat. I know Richie Fermentis is going to be bringing that heat. Look at him over there warming up in the bullpen.
That's Richie Fermentis?
That is the
yeah.
That's Richie Fermentis.
What's up, dude?
That's the guy who took a birthday spell at Shell Shack just about a month ago.
I noticed Legend. They removed the banners that we have hanging up, you know, the ones that Richie tried to lean on.
Well, like, turns out those things are a bit hazardous.
Like there was a wall. By the way, Richie, you need to leave your credit card with our staff here. We need to pick that up, that cost.
Yeah, turnout's been amazing, man. Having a great time here at Jake's in Sachse. Of course, you'll have the KNC Masterpiece from 10 to 2 tomorrow hanging out.
That's still Fred and them, right?
Yeah, it'll be Fred. It's the F&C Masterpiece. Fred Davis, Corey Majors, 131 Marsh Lane.
That's right in my
Dallas,
backyard.
Right there in your backyard.
Came 50 miles here to see everybody.
You get
tonight.
The 3 to 6 happy hour yeah. specials, man. Jake's gets it done at a high level. And, of course, you can download the Jake's app for easy online ordering and loyalty club points, as well
so
as
good.
Exclusive VIP perky lurkies. How about those curly fries? Are you kidding me?
The onion rings are
the
really
hand-cut fries.
The
getting it done.
Onion rings are really good, too.
Okay, so here we are, football's finest. Where have we seen this before? There's an offensive lineman that's been hurt today. You get the
Slater.
You get the Ian Rappaport tweet.
Oh. Maybe.
Chargers star offensive tackle Rashawn Slater, who was carted off during practice, is feared to have suffered a torn patellar tendon.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. He'll have an MRI, but he's facing a season-ending injury.
Would you like me to see if I could get the source and see if I get that? Maybe it's not as bad as
see if, I know Chargers fans are hoping for a Guyton-like return on this particular MRI scan
yeah.
that maybe His it's
looks.
Not out for season, but it doesn't yeah. look good. I know Dr. Chow, who likes to do the like just the video analysis
could he
of
tell?
Injuries,
could
he
tell?
Said, I don't think Chargers fans are going to like this one.
Yeah, I mean, the video is kind of grotesque, you know, where you're getting wobbly on the knee and it's bending in ways that it shouldn't, and enough that your sports memory tells you that's probably a season ender. With Guyton's, we never really got a clean view of what happened.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, so the broken leg seemed like, okay, cool.
I stood behind. You talk about bad luck. We drafted Aaron Taylor way back in the day in Green Bay, and his very first pass rush rep. I was standing behind him. He tore his patella tendon. The very first one, right out of, like, he's sitting on a guy, and then just the knee buckles and he collapses. You can honestly hear the thing snap.
Oh, no.
You could hear it. That's how, like, crazy those injuries are. But for linemen, that seems to be a problem, you know, because you anchor down and it's right that tendon in the middle of your knee, and it just goes.
I think I got the answer a couple hours ago. I said we should get a team that's willing to do no contact training camp and see how it goes. But I think this has got to be a league thing.
Like a test team?
You got to ban this at the league level. Banning contact practice.
Could we?
We might as well just make it flag football.
I mean, this
is just going to be it's the PFL. It's the Pansy Football League, and Dawson is the commissioner.
That's right. So fitting.
We've done it.
Could we have an experimental team that does no contact, but in the preseason you got to play.
Third string.
Yeah.
Oh, look, here you go. Yeah. No starters are going to see the field. Take that, Joe Burrow is supposed to play tonight.
I think we can walk through. We can run plays at full speed with no defense and learn our coordination. You know, we can go through the steps and the positioning of where you want to get your leverage and your pads and all that at a very slow level. Kind of like how the Japanese practice baseball. Have you seen this?
No.
Learned quite a bit about this when Yu Darvish came aboard to the Rangers. But they'll practice for like 9 hours, and a lot of it is in like slow motion, just paying attention to the precise movement and, you know, exact details of your deals. And obviously they aren't as good as Major League Baseball, so you could say, well, where'd that get them, right?
Yeah. Where did that get them? How so?
But I think it's ripe for exploration. How much could these professional athletes that have been playing football a lot just benefit from no injury risk and then figure it out between, let's call it, September 1 and October 1? And we're having a 4 month. But the thing with idea number two is that the entire league is on an even playing surface. So if I would agree to this and you agree to this, there's no competitive advantage or disadvantage. We're just making sure our best players are available.
Yeah, right up until they inevitably this. I mean, you're still going to have injuries galore, yeah. Right?
How? Well, once the season starts?
Yeah, once the season starts. I mean, it's still ultimately going to happen. Sure, you don't. Yes. Like, guys are going to be able to play week one in a way that they wouldn't have because you have guys falling down during training camp and preseason right now. But then after week one, the injury lists are still going to be big.
They are going to be big. But we can eliminate the half dozen or maybe more preseason injuries that some of the top players in the league sustain.
What are you eyeballing over there, Broadus?
I tell you what, I think the White Sox just tied this game against the Mariners.
Against the M's, top of seven.
Yeah, we are at that point in the season. Ruben was talking about it earlier off the air.
He was paying attention, and now he's not paying attention. What's the score? Is it 2-2?
It's 2-2, all, yeah.
What inning are we in, by the
top
way?
Of top seven. Of the seventh.
Okay.
I thought this
was a top of the ninth homer to tie it. I thought this was what that was. That's why I was eyeballing it.
Well, either way, we are in scoreboard watching season. That's where we're at.
White Sox are trying to do us a favor here.
Yeah, let's go White
Sox.
Let's
go Southsiders. Yeah.
So you have the Chargers injury there with Rashawn Slater. But how about this as an update for Najee Harris, who of course had
he's got eye problems, right?
Firework to the eye incident, and we haven't been able to really see his eye. They've kept this under wraps quite a bit. Jim Harbaugh was asked,
he's going to wear a patch.
He says Najee Harris has developed, quote, a sophisticated system of echolocation.
Okay, he's seen with his eyes.
Harbaugh is—he's ball sacking us.
Echolocation, right? It's
stop.
Like you're just able to hear in a way that most people with all senses working can't.
All of my other senses are enhanced.
That's right.
I like it.
I'm saying Mark B. Scantron for false. No way.
That's the purest sack of all time. Other than maybe the furry TCU thing. That was a total joke. Can't believe we even brought it up. Okay.
You're the one that brought it up.
Really?
I had to look it up.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that was all about. And then one of the managers here at Jake's is like, no, I was at a convention. There were like 500 of them at the hotel he was staying at.
Oh, they gather. Yeah. I mean, they like you
and
said,
they're
convention.
Wearing the
they
gear?
Do, yeah, they do the conventions.
They're wearing like a guy dressed up like a squirrel?
Or, you know, rabbits.
Yeah.
All kinds
of
different things.
100%.
I would figure that would be very hot. You know, you'd have to be inside air conditioned environments.
He said the convention was in Reno. So maybe, you know, yeah, you're not doing it down in like Orlando.
Well, unless you're committed to
New Orleans.
If you're committed to the bit, you're indoors, you're outdoors, you're battling the elements, whatever it takes.
I've seen dudes that wear like the mascot outfit during a hot game afterwards. That's about a 10 to 12 pound loss.
If you were going to do the furry thing, what do you think? What would be your suit?
tiger suit, bro.
Good call.
Big Mike the Tiger head?
Absolutely.
Sure.
You'd wear the hell out of
that. Do you wear it like the head part, or do you show your face?
Yeah, no. I guess it's kind of like whatever, however you want to play, but for the most part, they're fully into character. Yeah, you're wearing the headpiece and everything.
Do these people like bump into each other? Because you really can't see too well out of those.
They bump and grind into each other.
Okay,
Is this a sexual thing?
Yeah.
And yes, I think like Dawson mentioned earlier.
So
I think
the squirrels are with the dogs and all that. What are we doing here?
It's equal opportunity, man. You could get a turtle and a squirrel in a bush. No problem.
Cross species, no issue here. Now, I did not get ball sacked on the Kraken mascot furry being chased by a grizzly bear in Alaska. Did you see this?
Oh, no.
They were doing like a funny photo shoot with like Seattle Kraken staffers and the mascot like fly fishing.
Yeah.
And here comes Grizzly Man. Yes.
On all fours, crawling away for his life.
Drop the camera. Yeah. What's the monster, what's the thing called?
Loch Ness?
No, not the Loch Ness monster. What's the Bigfoot? I was thinking
Bigfoot. Sasquatch. Like,
why couldn't we have better photography of that?
Well, because it's
why
not
is that
real.
Like 1967 and it's like grainy as hell? You know? And it's like walking
along.
That
sounds like AI brought us right there.
And it looks back. You see, it looks at the camera, but the dude falls off a horseback because of it.
Yeah.
Come on, be better.
We should. That's a new homework assignment for Bobby. AI brought us talking about Sasquatch. Just bitching to be bitching about Sasquatch.
How can we get a better picture of that?
I'm telling you, hey, look it up. Look up the video on YouTube. Looks very 1967. Like we're not doing very good on the. I'm telling you, some of these things. You know what they're saying about the Loch Ness monster?
What are they saying?
The thing was like a whale that was upside down. Remember?
Oh, it was a whale schwanz. Yeah, I think we talked about that
the dork
Monday.
Yeah, that it might have been two whales mating, and that's how they got the shape of the Loch Ness monster.
Yeah, so he pokes up and goes belly up out of the water, and that's his unit.
Yeah,
kind of going through the water there like a
like a periscope. Like it's Nessie.
You're kidding me.
No.
That's what they're claiming now?
They're thinking.
One theory.
But once again, we had 1967 photography going on there.
Always. Yeah. All right, we did get Mike Vrabel jumping into a practice scrum, coming out with a bloodied cheek.
You get what you deserve. You really do.
Dude, he was loving that.
Oh, heck yeah.
He probably wiped the blood off his cheek and then licked his fingers.
He was coaching the practice all bloodied face.
That's how you rally the troops, though. I'm telling you. My bold prediction about the Patriots getting to the postseason.
They think their coach
going
is
to the
stupid. They think their coach is stupid for jumping in there.
That fires him up, dude.
Look at that grizzly chasing that mascot out there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Really so he's knee-deep in water.
Yeah.
He's fly fishing. And then here comes a bear. That thing moves so fast.
I don't know how these tourists get out there to think that. I want to be in a river with a bear.
Hey,
what are you thinking?
Credit to that mascot, though. I would have been running away screaming.
Yeah. How about this
dude is just kind of owning the moment.
How quickly would you rip that head off?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm not here to hurt you.
You're trying to escape with the Kraken head on? No.
Yeah.
So did the bear end up just kind of like playing cool?
I don't know how this story concluded. The
mascot
cuts off.
The mascot died. They're trying to cover it up.
The mascot's buddy pushed him down in the water, and he was mistaken for a trout.
So you do have some starters that are going to be playing in the preseason, including tonight. You're going to get Bengals and Eagles.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow is going to be playing for a couple of series, because the Bengals, what do they consistently do? They come out of the gates 0-2, right? They're always just struggling out of the gates, so they're trying to mitigate that. And so you're going to get some Burrow. Maybe you'll get some Chase, but you're going to get some starters coming out of there. And then Anthony Richardson starting for the Colts tonight, that's going to be a lot of fun. You'll get to see some Jalen Milroe playing for the Seahawks versus the Raiders. I mean, this is what the preseason is about, really, like watching the rookies for the most part. A guy like Jalen Milroe playing quarterback for the Seahawks, that's going to be fun. So you will get some starters that are going to be playing.
Not surprising.
And now Dak was asked about it, whether or not he's going to be playing.
He said no.
He said that he doesn't anticipate playing in Saturday's preseason game, but he says it's not his decision. He said he'd be more than happy to play if they want him to. Quote, I'm all for playing. So maybe we will end up getting Dak at some point.
Ravens
maybe some
at
of
home
these starters.
Next week?
Yeah, one of those home games. I mean, I guess week two, like the next week's game would be the most obvious.
Because he's not going to play week three.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess that would, if you're going to see him at all, that'll be when you do it.
4 weeks from tonight, right? We're playing football. 4 weeks from tonight. Cowboys, right?
4 weeks from tonight.
He can come in any time for Dak. If I'm putting him in there, it's for cadence, and I'm handing the ball off three times. He's coming to sit the rest of the game.
You don't want to see him spin it to Georgie?
As fun as it is, I mean, since he's returned from injury, twice jump throws have taken him out for a month. Once his shoulder, once his calf. You know, so it's got to be very simplified, highly controlled environment.
What are you shaking your fist for?
4 weeks from tonight, baby.
Yeah, 4 weeks from tonight.
We're 4 weeks
that's
from
right.
tonight.
Pre-game show.
September 4th.
I think we'd be on the pro-game show on right now.
Yeah.
Pre-game show.
The 7 o'clock. Pre-game pro show.
Yeah.
Looking forward to
I
that.
I heard we're doing a 24-hour pregame show this year, actually, to celebrate.
Hey, Bratis would probably be down for that. It wouldn't really be much different from his usual mic time schedule. We did, by the way, get the return.
Two podcasts before I got here.
We thought for a second.
Got Love of the Star tomorrow, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, I think we do. We thought the smelling salts were going to be gone forever.
It's banned.
But not anymore.
No, it was banned.
But now there's a loophole. And what we have found out from the
NFLPA.
Oh, if you
were in the league more than 3 years?
No.
Grandfathered in.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a BYOSS situation. The team cannot provide it. Bring your own smelling salts. Let the boys sniff. George Kittle, fired up. A lot of other guys across the league, fired up. I know I'm fired up. That's one of my favorite things when you're seeing the sidelines scan pregame.
Yeah. I think maybe for pregame of the Philadelphia game in four weeks, we need to get you one of those.
Let's do it, man. Yeah, let's do it. Let's hop on your Amazon account and make that purchase.
Crack that thing, and you just all of a sudden, and you just open
I will smelling salt the hell out of that first pregame show. Not that I'm going to need it, because I'm going to be jacked up anyways, the return of freaking football, but I will do it.
So the lawyer said we need to back off providing the smelling salts because players could use them to mask the symptoms of a concussion.
Correct.
Like, I'm not concussed. I'm good.
Yeah.
Right? And it like supercharges your brain temporarily that you could pass a concussion protocol test.
Yeah, dude.
Bro.
Yeah, that's what the FDA is alleging. So,
okay.
But yeah, it turns out it can't be team issued. BYOSS.
All right, we'll get to the top stories that have been breaking throughout your day, including a big win for Tech and what Micah Parsons was up to during today's Cowboys practice. Then we'll get the G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live all coming up next. We're live at Jake's in Sachse. Fan Phenom starts at 7 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And we're back in the nation. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. It's time to hit the expressway where we go commercial-free to the top. It's brought to you by the on-time experts. And the top story of the day is Cowboys injuries with Jaden Blue and Jake Ferguson down. But also, Micah Parsons not at practice. As practice started, he and Jerry Jones were not there. Led to a brief round of speculation that maybe they were negotiating a contract for the third time. But that was not to be, as Jerry eventually made his way out there. An insider report from Jane Slater, Todd Archer, kind of shot down that idea. But Micah did not show up, and we're wondering now, is this an escalation in his trade request? It would certainly seem so, wouldn't it?
I just wonder, you know, if we got the report that he's packed up and went home, I honestly think that's the best thing for him. I'm just looking at his side of things. Him being at camp continues to, now maybe it's like, well, he wants to be there because he wants to get things done. You know, he's showing that the leadership and all that stuff that Jerry Jones was talking about. But I feel like that the Cowboys are just going to wait him out. They're going to say, you know, and they're going to say that, hey, you're not going to miss game checks, you know, and we'll be okay. We're just going to, I mean, I say we're going to be okay, but they're okay with that. You know, I think if Micah were to go and then just stay away and just continue to get fined, then that would show you his resolve, that he's like willing to be away from everybody, and everything that we talked about is no longer on the table. But as long as he stays at camp, the Joneses have to believe he's not going to miss game checks.
Yeah, I think that is ultimately going to be his best leverage if he's willing to do that. But I know Florio on with Sean and RJ this morning was talking about just the idea of him continuing to just use the back as a reason why he can't play.
Sure.
And he continues to collect the game checks without playing.
Yeah.
Did today cost him $50,000, though? Don't you actually have to be out there?
I don't think so. I don't think so. He's there. I mean, I haven't seen anything alleging that that's on the table. I guess it could be. If they want to be like super serious and stringent about it, I guess the team may have that as an option.
Yeah, maybe it was some kind of an excuse deal, or maybe he was getting work in another way. But
maybe in the weight room or something. Yeah,
I don't know.
I figured that's why he was out there, because he's saying the back hurts. I'm doing everything I can. I'm out here at practice trying to, you know, communicate and talk with the guys. And for all intents and purposes, like Aaron White, Cotton, Matt Eberflus, they've all said he's doing a heck of a job in film and being a leader and everything. So then to take away your presence from that, knowing how important like full attendance is, I interpret that as an escalation until further notice. Jaden Blue, Jake Ferguson, Brian, is there any reason to be concerned with either of these injuries?
No, Ferguson sounds like the one that we need to wait on. That's an X-ray. And so we'll see how that plays out. And then with Blue, it was an ankle, but there was nothing worried about that. There was no worries about that ankle.
We do have now a fourth holdout to add to the mix at training camp. You had Cook in Buffalo. You have McLaurin in Washington. Micah Parsons here. But Steelers four-time All-Pro defensive tackle Cam Hayward seeking a raise in a defensive market that has experienced a reset this offseason. Has not been participating in practice yet this summer fully, as he waits a restructured contract that has not gotten done. Hayward did not dress for Thursday's practice and declined interview requests through a team representative. He has 2 years, 14 this year and 13.5 next year, Brian.
Yeah, I did get a report that Micah was in the training room getting treatment on his back during practice.
Okay. Well, best of luck to him then. I guess that's the development I needed. Texas Tech's offseason talent gathering spree continuing as their high school recruiting trail Thursday got a commit from five-star outside linebacker LaDainian Guyton. He's ESPN's number 5 overall prospect in their class, 6'3", 220 from Savannah, Georgia, number 2 defender in the ESPN Junior 300. Picked the Red Raiders over Bama, Florida State, Georgia, South Carolina, Cha-ching. And Tennessee. They do a very good job of making you feel like you're one of their players already when you're in the building. It's a feeling that draws you in. Is that the Joey McGuire effect, you think?
Joey's great at this, but they also have a collective that's really, really good, too. They're doing a good job. They really are taking They've got an alum that is very willing to spend what's needed to make the program. Joey's a great recruiter. He can make you feel welcome. The parents love him. Everything about Joey's great. I think dollars talk on these things right here. Tech is doing a great job using their money and using their coach to be able to get some of the best players in the country.
When it comes to programs inside the state, and I guess you can, let's just do inside the state.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen Baylor. We've seen TCU. We saw SMU get close. A&M, I think, has a lot of potential every year, but somehow they always disappoint. But anyway, my point and my question is, the Longhorns have the best chance of winning a championship from the state of Texas, right? How would you rank, like, the next three schools, Brian?
It's a good question. Because I feel like that Texas A&M, but man, it's, you know, that's, people could say, Broadsheet, that's your background. I think Texas A&M would have the next most resources to be able, because I think this is really about how we've had this discussion about if your talent is better than everybody else's talent, there's a good chance you're going to win these things.
Yeah.
And so I kind of feel like, though, that, man, if Texas Tech, if Joey McGuire and his staff and his operations staff can evaluate, continue to evaluate, and all of a sudden they're hitting on all these. They're starting to get a couple of five-star recruits showing up in Lubbock because they're the thing is now, if you're getting these five stars, can you evaluate the four stars and the three stars? You know, it's not all about like, can you hit? I would say that maybe that Joey McGuire and them are some of the best evaluators. I would say the guy at SMU is a damn good evaluator.
Yeah.
You know, so it's going to be about how you spend your collective. But are you evaluating like those guys that aren't million-dollar players? And I think that Texas Tech, SMU have put themselves in that category with A&M and Texas when it, because I think A&M and some of the evaluations have not been on par.
Yeah,
it seems like that Texas Tech, SMU have done better with less, and now Texas Tech and SMU have more at their disposal. And those evaluations, Gary Patterson used to do it at TCU. You know, he used to be able to handle that pretty well.
All right, we are live in Sachse at Jake's here off of Highway 78. And if you are a million-dollar broadcast player, then you should get up here. We want to see a fan phenom starts in about 90 minutes. It's time to go back into the pimp cup. Delicious has the G-Bag in. Hey.
Mic check one. Does my mic sound nice?
Yes, sir.
Hot. All right. Good. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. My name is Lucius Alexander, L.A. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius, P-L-U-C-I-O-U-S. If you see any hot audio, we should be playing right here. Any audio. Day number three for this champion audio. Scoring for four today. It's from the RJ and Choppy Show. Host Sean Sharif. He jumped the gun right here on Tolo Ernesto. Made a fool of himself.
Live on Sean and RJ.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man. It feels good to finally talk to you guys. How you guys doing?
Yo, doing great. Well. Thanks for listening.
So here's my thing. You guys got to stop letting Steven off the hook, man. I mean, Steven and Jerry. You guys are going to need to realize all this could have been avoided. If you would have signed Dak 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. CeeDee Lamb a year before, we wouldn't be in this situation. You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen? Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you sound like it. You sound ignorant.
Because
we do it, dude.
Do
Are you
it.
Kidding me? Every single. Did you hear G-Bag last about, week? Did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you I'm hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. Turn him down. I can't stand these tweets. And don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. Mm. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, yeah, I wish you'd do this. Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Mm. Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who just called in.
What?
I said he said he was talking about the listeners who just called in.
I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to
Tom. Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
I'm talking about the listeners, dude. I'm not right. talking about you guys.
Put him down.
Way to go.
Put him down.
That's Jerry cutting Todd off. Don't Todd, you're not going to ask your question.
Ernesto.
You stop talking.
I accept my nomination for G-Bag of the Day, week, month, and I apologize.
That's craziness. That's craziness. What?
What?
He said he wasn't talking about you.
Sean is Bobby wild. Said it so softly, too.
Sean is wild,
Sean,
bro.
Yeah.
He is a wild dude.
You're going to have to pay more attention than Sean if you're going to win Fan Phenom tonight.
All right, let's see. Let's get these out the way so we can get to it. This has been sitting in the folder for a second. I was hoping Zach Wolchuk would be here because he could probably explain this guy a little bit better. But UFC fighter Bryce Mitchell. Listen to his little interaction he had with a Russian reporter.
Bryce, приветствую. Саид Нурмагомедов, твой первый соперник из Дагестана. Что ты знаешь про дагестанскую школу ММА? И есть ли у тебя понимание, как ей противостоять?
I shoot Kron, Habibi. No, he spoke. Alhamdulillah. Salam alaikum, Abu Dhabi.
He spoke Russian, by the way.
Al-Fawz inshallah. Al-Fawz inshallah. Al-Fawz inshallah. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you. I am from Russia.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were speaking Arabic.
No, the question was...
I thought you were speaking Arabic.
Bilingual.
I don't know much about this guy, but I see his fighting name is Thug Nasty.
Thug Nasty.
But he knows Arabic?
Bryce Mitchell, a.k.a. Thug Nasty.
Yeah, he dropped it out. Alhamdulillah. He dropped it out there.
He did.
Like a salam, my brother. All right, let's see what else we got. Oh, Eric, you sent me this one. Yeah, I'm Russian, man. They tried to tell him in the middle of it, but he just kept on going. He was in his bag, you know?
No, Alhamdulillah. Salam alaikum, Abu Dhabi.
He spoke Russian, by the way.
Al-Fawz inshallah.
He spoke Russian.
That is good. That's the Bobby Belt.
They did the Bobby Belt.
They did the Bobby Belt of PR.
Erkin, you sent me this one. I think it's awesome. Let's go to the indoor football. I think it's the playoffs right here. Arizona Rattlers.
Arizona been around a long time.
Rattlers. Head coach Kevin Guy. He says, it was the refs. It was because of the refs.
I mean, our operations was bullshit. I mean, clock guy, the replay guy, they're fired. They won't work with me again. I tell you that right now. I got to have that information so we can make a decision. The flag was thrown, okay, for a false start. And then they went and reviewed it and picked it up, okay. I mean, it was just the whole thing was a clusterfuck. Okay, and you know, it just seems like we always get screwed at home at the end. All right, don't really give a shit if the league finds me or not. Don't care. I'm so tired of the referees being a part of the game. I'm so freaking tired. He threw a flag for false start, then they go over there and pick it up. Okay, so you know, at the end of the day, the clock we thought the clock ran out. You know, I'll go watch the game, see the film, whatever. But I am so tired of these kind of games at our place. Okay, so you know, we'll get into the meetings in the off season, and we need to put the whole referee system under review. Under review. Okay, I can tell you those guys. They won't be welcome back here reffing here again. I can tell you that. I don't give a damn. We'll fly guys five guys in from the East Coast every game. I don't care. That's them reffing in our – I am so tired of that crew, those same guys involved in it every freaking year.
Yeah, at least you said a freak.
The whole system is under review.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. That's my man, like, cussed three times and said freaking.
Exactly. Lucius was working hard to bleep him out, and then the last one, he's like, I guess I don't have to do it this time. You know, it's interesting. You know, he was kind of complaining about the home, like, the clock. I thought he was going to get into, like – our guys don't know when to stop the clock. We needed the time. What are we doing, you know? Sometimes I've seen coaches complain like, what are we doing? We, you know, sometimes you got to let the clock run out on the opponent or you stop it for your team.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen coaches complain that our staff does a poor job of that.
And then that's how he started it off. Yeah. He was ticked off at them. Like, those guys are fired. Like, those guys found out right there at the podium that they just lost their job. That was great. Called it a cluster bleep and everything.
That was great. That's beautiful. Broadus, I've been skimming through yesterday's show because you had a joke. Oh my God.
Lucius, I can't remember my joke.
Nah, I can't. I'll find it tomorrow. I don't even want to tease it too much because if I don't find it, people be mad at me. But check this out right here. Listen to this little read. This is not one, but just listen.
The segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org.
Donate the kids, not the car.
How do you feel?
Yes.
Golly, man.
I like how you slowed it down, too. Like, yeah.
Donate the kids, not the car.
How do you
That's right.
Real smooth.
And you, too, have an opportunity to be a fan phenom tonight.
Lucius, yeah. were you talking about the time I called Blake an idiot for raking off the icing?
No. You said something about a girlfriend situation. That's how she knows you're an idiot or something like that.
It was a cake.
Okay.
It was a cake.
Oh,
like hey, you go on a yeah, you go on a date. You go on a date and you get to dessert and you order dessert, but you don't order cake. And he says, "Well, I don't order cake." I say, "Well, you're trying to show her then you're an idiot." Yeah, that was part of yeah.
God, I got to find out where that was. It's probably the 6 o'clock hour.
It wasn't the 6 o'clock hour.
Okay, all right.
It was.
All right. Yeah. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. We have a preacher right here to stop prayer service because people were praying louder than he was. So you define it as chastising. At first, in this audio, it's going to be real, real loud, but you'll hear it in a second.
Thank you. We 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 thank you. Why are you louder than me? Why are you louder than me? It's out of order. It's out of order. I was putting up with it for a little while, but it's out of order. If I'm the one praying, nobody should be praying or be speaking in tongues over me. That's called order. And we should know better than that.
Just chastise the church for praying louder than him.
Mm-hmm. Can't have that.
Apparently.
He's the star of the show.
Apparently, man. All right, that's it, buddy.
I would enjoy the participation myself, you know, knowing the congregation is feeling it a little bit. But, it can't be louder than me, you know. Okay, is it the champion Sean jumping the gun on Ernesto? Is it the MMA press conference speaking Russian, Arabic, going back and forth? Coach ranting about the refs? Blake Elliott, donate the kids, not the car. Preacher stopping service due to loud players. I'm going to go with Blake myself, Chief. How about you?
I'm going with Blake as well, man.
Lucius?
Chandelisa.
Man, I'm sorry, Dawson, to do this to you. I'm going to have to go with the – I'm going to have to make it a tie.
Okay, we're tied at two.
Yeah, I want it between Blake and Sean here. I want the Tolos to vote for this one.
Is it Sean clearly not listening on the morning show, or is it Blake Elliott with that hilarious read yesterday? Thanks to him, by the way, for filling in. It's time to stay in the Pimp Cup. I'm going to create an Insta-poll at G-Bag Nation. Jump on there. Follow us all. Our handles are in the bio, and we'll announce the winner here towards the end of LA Live. And speaking of LA Live, here's Lucius.
Shout out to Fred. He's going to be out there, right? Fred's going to be out there?
Allegedly, yeah. I think his son's going to be trying to phenom tonight.
Oh, that's what that was. Okay. Because I thought the man came out.
Gert Spittle's going to be here, so that's cool.
I'm coming out.
And, you know,
are you Fred?
Bringing the boy.
I'm coming out and bringing the boy. So it's like we get to meet this guy.
This is like a ventriloquist. You know, little dummy sits on his knee.
All right, let's get into a, what is this, a ladies' night edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you square. It's time you smoke.
Fire up this funk and let's have a tote.
Yeah.
It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Ladies!
Girls get drunk, man, and they don't even know what they're talking about. They think they do. Hey, guess what? You didn't even know, you know where the is it? Excuse me, where are you going? You don't know where the is it? Excuse me, you didn't even you saying it? Where the is it that we're saying? And we're dancing and all them booting in the Bacabama? Is that where it is? Yeah? Nothing matters to a drunk girl at all. Nothing. You'd be like, yo, there's a crocodile right next to you. Excuse me, I have a question for you. Is it your crocodile?
This is LA Live for Thursday, August 7th, August 7th, 2025. It is a Thursday, ladies' night edition of LA Live. Welcome in, Lady Tolos. Oh my God. So all of my this 15 minutes tonight is for you, ladies. This is all I got. Good 15 minutes for you.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's shine time. Talking about ladies all night tonight.
Man, they are stretching Kikuchi tonight.
We sure are. We sure are. And I appreciate you, ladies. I appreciate every last one of you. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Now, check this out, fellas. According to world-renowned relationship expert Dr. John Gottman and Psychology Today, women's need 47 minutes of undivided attention a day from their partner to feel happy and fulfilled in their relationship. 47 minutes. Undivided attention. This isn't just about being in the same room or watching TV together. It's about listening and spending time and sharing your emotions.
Yeah.
For 47 straight minutes. I think the only person on this show that can possibly do that is Eric.
Wow. You know what? I'm glad you said that, and I appreciate that. I've had to adjust some things about the way I get home from work, because generally it's like, boom, Rangers game's on, obviously. So we're going to go ahead and flip that thing on, and then we'll be together, you know, but the Rangers game is on, so we're kind of just doing our thing with the game on. She's not really here for that.
Really?
And I got the slap on the wrist about 1,000 times through the first couple of years of marriage.
Yeah.
And now I've finally settled into some level of like, okay, I understand the situation.
I totally judge you wrong, bro. I told you to judge you wrong. I thought you was a rom-com kind of guy.
I am a rom-com guy.
So, you know, you're in touch with those emotions. I kind of figured that you would lay on your belly on the bed with the girl with your feet kicking up in the air talking about your day.
Yeah. I do now.
With his outside clothes on.
Yeah, with his outside clothes on the bed.
Yeah, yeah. She's twisted my arm enough to now that is part of the nightly routine.
Did the other side of that study say the average man needs about 47 seconds quality time?
That's all we need, bro. Hey, how you doing? Fine. All right. That's
it. Two simple letters, man. Two simple letters. That's all we need.
Yeah. Research shows that women feel seen, heard, and their sense of fulfillment in the relationship increases significantly if you give them 47 minutes of undivided attention a day. Boy, that sounds like stress. But, you know, do it. Try to figure out how to do that.
Well, if you don't, work husband will. You know, work husband's there for 8 hours a day, and he literally has nothing better to do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the highlight of his day.
I'm so glad you said that there, Mr. Dawson.
Some of these guys run companies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel so seen and heard now. Yeah, because that dude has nothing to do. He's not working, right?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm going to kill time talking with this gal. She loves it. Boom. It's over now.
I'm so glad you said that. Listen to this little quick song done by Ricky Smiley. Well, it's not by Ricky Smiley, but it's at a Ricky Smiley event. Karaoke. This guy did a remix of SWV's Week, like a men's version. Woo.
Yeah. I got to hear this. Wait a minute. I don't know what it is that she's done to me.
Good singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But little mama done got me hooked in a crazy way. Mm-hmm.
Sing it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that she do, when she do, what she do to me, I get a hold of that ass and I don't come to play.
Yeah.
He said,
yeah.
Y'all probably think I'm out my mind, but y'all should see her ass from behind. Say what you want, I'm not a fool, but my that ass is huge. She just a freak for the week that I be to sleep. She buys me new clothes, matter of fact, even cooks for me. Sizzle steak, mashed potatoes, food, gravy, clean in my plate. Don't you think I forgot the meat I provide? She swallow my pride, her love is so sweet. Not to mention she loves to rub me. Many ways I didn't get a girl to D.
Bravo. Love, 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, that was fantastic, bro. I love it. I got to say it for sure. Ladies' night. Going back off of what you said there, Mr. General Dawson.
Yes, sir.
A study by OnePoll.com found that 50% of women in relationships have a backup partner, fam.
Sure they do.
50%!
Yeah,
according
Someone
to this
does
poll.
All the talking.
Yeah. Yeah. Call a plan B. Plan B option.
Listen, we all want to talk that much until we've, you know, had relations. That's what it comes down to. You know, so... What she should know is that the same thing's going to happen with backup dude. You know? Same thing.
Yes.
Has to accept men for yes. who we are. But I tell you what, I was thinking about this actually on the way over here. Like, you know, the big problem is, like, in society, yes. is that when we get divorced, like, we got to give all the money to her and she gets to keep the kids in the house. Right? So sure. there's not a downside for women. Right? So they feel like they're entitled to it all because that's what the judge is going to give them.
It's a bad right? bargain, so, bro. It's a bad bargain. So,
but what happens, and I talk to my buddies about this, is you don't feel like you can truly express yourself in a marriage because if you tick her off too much, she will just leave, take all your money and your kids and your house.
Damn, you're right.
So then it kind of takes away your manhood, like your toughness, your ability to stand on principle. That's gone, right, because of her ability to be backed by the court system. You know, I think it's quite complicated.
I think you're 100%. It's a bad deal for us. Most of the guys I know, even guys that are in happy relationships, they said if they ever get divorced, they're never coming back to the married life.
Oh!
Never yeah. coming back. Married women are more likely to have plan Bs over women with just boyfriends, according to this study by OnePoll.com.
Okay, so what's a plan B?
Okay, so he's like a satellite guy.
Okay.
She has him in her mind that, you know what, if this guy that I'm with, if it falls apart and I got to break the emergency glass, I'm going to go over there and talk to Ted. Ted always gives me nice attention. He's a cute dude. You know, he bought me Subway.
Ted.
Yeah.
Foot long.
Yeah. You know, you're right, Broadus. His name is Jody.
Yeah, Jody. Oh, Jody's the helpful guy.
Yeah, I looked down on my phone today. I'd missed 12 calls. From mine, right? And
wow.
all within the space of 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Is that emergency? Crap. That's an emergency, bro.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a real emergency, but it was very urgent in her mind. And I was like, man, I really dropped the ball here. I imagine that she was picking up the phone and calling somebody that cared, you know? Because I just put the phone, like, down on the car seat next to me, and I'd taken Bluetooth off accidentally, right? Yeah. So it's not like I'm ghosting her calls, but... Yeah. I felt like that was a moment where if she had a plan B, she would have called that guy.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Yeah, they play game switches sometimes. I know a girl that would call her man and, well, text her man and text the plan B to see which one texts back first. Oh, my God.
Wow, bro.
That's toxic, and that is not a lie. I'm telling that honest to God truth right there, man. Keep that in mind, though, with the plan B is out of here, folks. Layla Ali responded to getting called out by Clarissa Shields, T-Rex. If you're not up to speed on this one, during the Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano fight on Netflix, Layla Ali said she would consider coming out of retirement for 15 to 20 milli. And then in a short week, Miss Shields got that money together. Mm. Now she's saying, let's make it happen. Let's listen to Layla Ali's response.
Now, to answer the question that I know many of you who are poking around waiting for me to give you an answer, the answer is yes. I am going to answer your question when I'm good and ready to do it. Because you know what? Nobody calls shots on me. I do things when and how and where I like to do them. Bye. Love you guys.
Bye.
I don't know. You said you were ready for it. You said 15 to 20 milli, you'll come out. A week later, the girl said, I got the money. Now it's like, well, I'll do it when I'm ready. I'll let you know when I'm ready now. I don't know.
I would never be ready with that age gap. You know?
I don't think she should do it, no.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she should do it. Clarissa Shields will beat you down.
There's some random dudes out there that can stay in decent fighting shape till 50, 60, and sometimes social media catches them like handling business, and it's impressive. But usually it's a younger man who doesn't know how to fight and an older guy who was like an expert. You go young person that can fight against old person that can fight, it's not a fair fight. You know, there's no way older man wins.
No, Clarissa's a beast too, bro. She's a beast, 100%. She eats through them. I don't want to see that happen, but if it does happen, come on, man. I'll sign up for it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I'm paying for that.
I'll sign up for it.
Oh. I mean, how, does Layla Ali have, like, she good? Like, financially, she's set? Like,
oh, yeah.
It ain't really going to. She doesn't need the money necessarily. Something in $15, $20 million going there and, you know, just play defense for a while.
You know, it could be an easy money grab. We don't have to put on that great of a show. Like, the audience is half expecting it's going to be a hug fest.
But is this other girl, like, a total killer?
Clarissa Shields, yeah. I don't think Clarissa's going to go with that. I think she wants to rock some heads.
Yeah, yeah.
Crack some jaws, bro.
What's her fight name? Did you say her fight
T-Rex.
Name?
T-Rex.
Yeah, come on now. We're not doing that. Not getting in the ring with a T-Rex in her prime.
I mean, I would imagine Layla Ali has money from her father's legacy and all sorts. And she had a really good career herself. There's all sorts of marketing opportunities off that. I can't imagine she needs it. So why would you embarrass yourself? Like, how many ski boats do you need? How many mansions do you need?
You know what? You're right. She might have some money from Ali's legacy and whatnot. But he's got a whole lot of kids, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Got a lot of kids. Got a lot of kids, and he doesn't have a George Foreman grill to eat off of. You know what I mean? Yeah. He
doesn't have that. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's the gift keeps on giving.
All the Georges get royalty checks.
Let me see. I'm not going to do that. I'll leave you with this right here. The breast milk flavored ice cream. You guys seen that on the way?
I sure did.
Wow.
Yeah. It's better than ketchup and ice cream that we saw.
I'm not sure.
Really?
Yeah, listen. Hold on.
I mean, isn't it kind of gamey or...
Listen,
I don't know. I've never tried it. I can't imagine that being appetizing.
Hey, real quick, Lucius, did you see the picture of the experiment with the one kid that was breastfed and the other that was bottle fed?
No, is that real?
The difference of size of the kid.
No. Breastfed baby's huge.
Yeah, the breastfed baby was really big.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can't duplicate the
nutrients.
The nutrients, man. Yeah. I mean, it's next level. And it actually.
Oh, my
I'm
bad.
Sorry. Gosh dang it. I'm sorry.
You're right, bro. You're right.
It tastes good. That's all I was going to say.
Go what? Ahead. Does it? That's what
tastes
I'm saying.
Tastes pretty good, man. Yeah. We were forced into a situation where I had to get in the mix on that because it was becoming painful. We left the babies for an extended period of time for the first time. And so she was filling up in a rapid way, and she was, like, literally in pain, couldn't sleep. So I had to go ahead and take one for the team.
Man.
It takes about 30 to 60 seconds to adjust to the flavor and just sort of the consistency, a little bit thinner. You know, I'm kind of a whole milk cream top guy.
Okay.
A little bit thinner, but man, once you start getting your rhythm on there, it was actually
like
phenomenal.
Anything else with that rhythm,
it's
right?
Phenomenal. Yeah, I was looking for a third one. Wait, we're out.
Next, a controversial new ice cream flavor.
Frieda, a company that sells products for parents, is teaming up with a small company in New York to sell breast milk flavored ice cream. It only mimics the taste. It's not made with the real thing.
Frieda says the widespread love for breast milk is what inspired the flavor.
Oh, see, I want that real deal Holyfield, bro.
That's the only reason I would do it is because of all the incredible nutrients that you know are in there. You'd also like to have a picture of the specific mom, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
And aren't they all kind of,
being honest.
Aren't they all kind of different?
Based on a milk carton?
yeah, milk carton style.
Does everybody taste the same?
I can't speak on that.
I bet you it's health.
Good
I bet you it's about the health of the lady.
And just like what that lady's eating, you know?
Yeah.
So I picture a boardroom with this ice cream guy sitting around and they're all trying a spoonful of this breast milk. Be like, something's off. It's missing something.
Tastes like pizza.
Yeah, that's not it. That's not it. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
Alrighty, thank you, Lucius. We got a proper round tripper coming up. We're going to go around the bases. Three concerning trends coming out of last night's loss and more. And then we got a sports hodgepodge with the Chief coming up at 6:20. We're live at Jake's in Sachse off 78. And Fan Phenom starts in just over an hour from now here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.